Hallelujah. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹们大家平安。
This morning, we would like to continue our series, What Really Matters for our Mutual Encouragement.
今天早上我们要继续查考什么最重要的第三个单元。
In this world, we face many, many different choices.
在这个世界当中，我们遇到许多的问题
啊。Because there are so many choices 选择啊。
那我们有很多个选择
啊。We may simply sometimes be confused and forget the most important and pursue the least important.
那有时候因为太多的选择了，那我们不知道怎么样才做，我们把最重要的却没有做。
However, our life is short and is limited.
我们的生命是短暂的。
And we have to go for the most important things.
我们要追求那最重要的事情。
So we would like to continue to share what really matters in our spiritual life.
所以我们今天要继续查考在我们属灵的生命当中最重要的是什么。
We will go to point number 7.
第七点。
The physical offering is not the most important matter.
物质的奉献不是最重要的。
But however, the most important matter is the invisible offering, which is your heart.And your deeds.
最重要的是那看不见的奉献，就是我们的心，我们的行为。
Of course, we are not saying that we should not offer material to our Lord.
并不是说物质的奉献并不需要。
However, when Jesus was on earth, he gave the following commands.
但是耶稣在世上的时候，他是这样说的。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew 23, verse 23.
我们请看马太福音二十三章的二十三节。
Matthew 23:23.
马太福音第二十三章第二十三节，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重要的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重要的是你们当行的。那也是不可不行的。
Here Jesus was talking to a group of persons called the Pharisee and the scribe.
这边耶稣在跟一群法利赛人文士来说话。
These two kind of people are so-called the religious leaders of the day.
那时候文士法利赛人就是当时人民的信仰的领导者。
They know the Bible. They know how to practice the religion.
他们知道圣经，他们知道如何的来行。
They've been giving instruction to the people.
他们也把这些道理来教训人。
People are following them.
这些人都跟从着这些领导者。
However, Jesus told them, "You make a very huge mistake."
但是这边耶稣告诉你，他们说你们做错了。
Now there are two kind of things that they do.
他们这边做了两件事情。
Now first thing is they offer tithe on everything they got.
他们第一件做的就是把他们所有的献上了十分之一。
However, there are some other things, which is faithfulness, righteousness, and mercy, they did not practice.
但是公义、怜悯、信实，他们却没有做到。
Now, we have to talk about the background. Why did God tell the Israelites to offer tithe?
现在我们要回来看，为什么神一开始叫以色列人要献上十分之一呢？
When the people of Israel, when they were living in the Egypt few thousand years ago, they had nothing.
几千年前，当以色列人还在埃及受苦的时候，他们什么都没有。
They were enslaved. They worked for no pay at all.
他们那个时候是奴隶，他们辛苦的工作，但是没有得到工钱。
They were born slave and they died as a slave.
他们出生就是奴隶，也是奴隶的身份死去。
Under the bondage of Pharaoh.
在法老的管制之下。
They have no freedom. They have no sovereignty. They have no assets.
他们没有自由。他们什么都没有。
However, when they cry to the Lord,
但是像当他们向神呼救的时候
，God sent Moses to deliver them out of Egypt.
神差派摩西把他们带出埃及。
So, God used the 10 plague to strike the Egyptians so that Pharaoh eventually let them go.
神击打埃及用了十灾，所以法老就让他们离开了埃及。
God's gracious hand has guided them through even the walk across the Red Sea to enter the land of Canaan.
神慈爱的手带他们过了红海，进入了迦南地。
They fought all the battles and won all the major battles and eventually settled down in the promised land.
他们打了无数的征战，也赢了大部分重要的征战。
But when they arrived the land of Canaan, God gave them one instruction.
但是当他们来到迦南地的时候，神交代他们一件事情。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30.
我们请看利未记第二十七章的第三十节。
Leviticus 27 verse 30。
利未记二十七章的三十节，地上所有的，无论是地上的种子，是树上的果子，十分之一是耶和华的，是归给耶和华为圣的。
Verse 32。
第三十二节，凡牛群、羊群中一切从帐下经过的，每第十只要归给耶和华为圣。
Verse 33。
第三十三节，不可问是好是坏，也不可更换。若定要更换或更换的与本来的牲畜都要成为圣，不可赎回。
God gave them one instruction.
神在这边给他们一条命令。
When you are settled in the promised land, when you start to enjoy life,
当你进到了迦南地，当你开始享受生活的时候，
there's only one thing you should remember.
有一件事情你要记得。
Whatever you receive from the land,
从地上你所得到的，
10% belongs to me.
十分之一要归给神。
If you have 10 sheep,
如果你有十只羊，
you let it walk through the staff,
你让他们从你的帐下经过，
the 10th one belongs to me.
第十只就是归给神的。
This is the instruction of the Lord.
这就是神给他们的一条命令。
Why God gave them this instruction?
为什么神叫他们这样做呢？
God ate no meat.
神他并不吃食物。
God did not eat any crops.
神他这些谷物他都不吃。
Because God is spirit, God do not need food.
因为神是灵，他并不需要食物。
But why did God command them? You gave me 10% whatever you receive.
但是为什么神说你得到的十分之一要归给我？
Very virtually, very easy to understand. It's not God; He need the food.
我们很快就可以明白神他并不需要这个食物。
But rather, God want the people to remember.
但是神要他的百姓记得。
In the past, you had nothing.
以前你什么都没有。
But now you have everything.
现在你什么都有了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Not because you are very smart.
不是因为你聪明。
Even you were smart, but if you were in Egypt, you have nothing.
你就算很聪明，你在埃及，你什么也没有。
So because of me, I have delivered you out of Egypt.
是因为我把你从埃及拯救了出来。
Because of me, I give you freedom.
是因为我给你的自由。
Because me, I give you opportunities.
我给你的这个机会。
So that's why you can earn what you can earn today.
那你今天才能够得到你所得到的。
So God told them, everything you receive, you give me 10%.
所以神告诉他们，你所得到的十分之一就是我的。
But not God to eat the 10%.
不是神要享用这个十分之一。
10% go to a certain group of people called the Levites who take care of the holy temple.
那这十分之一是要给利未人，因为他们管理会圣殿。
So this is for the benefit of the people.
这个都是要为他们来做的。
However, when the people of Israel, when they entered the land of promised land,
但是当以色列人进到了迦南地之后，
they started to enjoy life.
他们开始享受生活。
They think, why we have to follow this? This is our work, this is our enjoyment.
他们说，为什么我们要献上十分之一呢？这就是我们亲手得来的。
We don't have to do that.
我们不一定要这样
做。 So for a long time, they don't offer tithe.
所以有一段很长的时间，他们并没有献上他们的十分之一。
Because they don't offer tithe.
就是因为他们没有献上十分之一。
Even though they work very hard,
虽然他们很努力的工作。
But something happened.
但是有一件事情发生了。
Physically, they did not receive any blessing.
物质上他们没有得到任何的祝福。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
我们请看马拉基书。
The book of Malachi, chapter 3.
马拉基书的第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
马拉基书的第三章第八节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8. Chapter 3 verse 8.
马拉基书第三章第八节。马拉基书的第三章第八节，人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
Verse 9.
第九节，因你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
Here tell us, God told the people, you steal my things.
这边神跟他的百姓说，你夺取我的供物。
The people say, why you say steal your things?
所以他们说，我们从在什么事上夺取了你的供物呢？
But God said, 10% belongs to me. I told your forefathers.
神说，我以前告诉过你们，十分之一当归给我。
But since you did not obey this rule,
但是因为你们没有照样行。
curses has come to you.
咒诅就要临到你们身上。
Not because God doesn't love them.
不是因为神不爱他们。
But rather God wants to remind them to come back to the truth.
但是神要告诉他们回到真理上。
The people of Israelites, they didn't offer tithe, so they suffer.
以色列人因为他们没有献上十分之一，所以他们受痛苦。
Even at the end, the whole country was lost.
到最后，通过的人都迷失了。
Because they lose their country.
因为他们丧失了他们的国家。
Because their faith go down.
因为他们的信心不见了。
So that's why during the time of Jesus,
就是为什么在耶稣的时代
，the Pharisee and the scribes,
法利赛人和文士
，they come back to the Bible.
他们回到了圣经。
They open the Bible, they see, oh yeah, God told us we should offer tithe.
那些人打开圣经，看到里面写说要十分之一，要奉献给神。
Because God loves us so much.
因为神爱我们。
We have to do it.
我们应该要这样
行。So whatever they receive, they offer tithe to God.
所以他们所得到的十分之一，他们都献上了给神。
Now today we think about this.
我们今天想一下。
Even though the Pharisee or the scribe, we have negative feeling about them.
有时候我们想说，法利赛人、文士他们是不好的人。
Jesus always rebuked them.
耶稣每次都责备他们。
However, Jesus commanded them. They did offering the tithe, which is good.
但是耶稣这边说到，他们献上了十分之一，这是好的。
This thing is we cannot neglect.
我们并不能够忽略这件事情。
However, there's something more important.
但是有一件是更重要的。
Now today, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹们。
God has blessed us so much.
神已经祝福了我们。
Especially we are living in Canada, we are living in Vancouver.
尤其我们住在温哥华，在加拿大。
Recently God has blessed us so that we all have good jobs, we all have stable life.
神都祝福给我们，让我们有一个平安的生活。
There's no one of us who are actually lacking food or dwellings.
我们这边没有一个人他为食物来忧虑。
Or dwellings or place.
或者是没有地方住。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because God has blessed us so abundantly.
因为神已经丰丰富富地祝福了我们。
But we have to think, why we have this?
但是我们要想，为什么我们有今天所有的一切?
Not because you are smart.
不是因为你聪明。
Yeah, maybe you think you are smart, but many smart people do not have success.
可能想说，我是聪明的，但是在外面有很多聪明的人，他并不成功。
If you are smart, you have no opportunities.
如果你聪明，但是没有机会的话，
you cannot earn money.
你就赚不到钱。
If you have opportunities,
但是如果你有机会，
but God did not give you health,
但是神没有给你健康。
You fell sick,
你生病了。
You cannot even go to work,
你连工作都去不成。
How can we have our income?
我们怎么能够赚到钱？
So now is the end of the year.
所以在一年的结尾，
we have to think, this year God has given many grace.
我们要想说，在今年当中，我们所领受到的福气。
We have to thank God.
我们要感谢神。
We have to offer tithe to God.
我们要把十分之一献上给神。
This is to reflect our thanksgiving to Him.
这个是要表现出我们对他的感谢。
However, during the time of Pharisee,
但是在法利赛人的时代，
they think, it's very important to offer tithe.
他们想说，献上十分之一非常重要。
Because in the past, we failed to do it.
因为在以前我们并没有这样做。
So now they focus everything on offering tithe.
所以他们把所有的注意力都集中在奉献上十分之一。
They don't care anything else.
他们其他的都不管了。
Let's turn back. Let's read again the verse.
我们再来看这一节。
Matthew 23, verse 23.
马太福音二十三章的第二十三节：你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一。那律法上更重要的事，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重要的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
Jesus tells us, offering tithe, you must do it, you cannot neglect it.
耶稣说，十分之一我们一定要做，不能够忽略它。
不可不行的。
不可不行。
However, on top of that, there's something more important.
但是在这个不可不行上，还有一件事情更要做。
Which is an invisible offering.
就是那看不见的奉献。
Which is your heart.
就是我们的心。
Justice.
公义
mercy
怜悯
and faithfulness
还有信实
this is very important
非常的重要
now the Pharisee they offer tithe on everything
法利赛人他先把所有的都献上十分之一
according to the law of Moses
从摩西的律法当中
God demand them the tithe on the crops or the animals or cattle all those big items
神叫他们从土产从牛羊上来奉献
But they think, it's not enough. We have to focus, we have to specialize even in the small matters like the herbs, like this medicine, called mint, dew or cumin. These small things.
可是他们觉得说奉献那些还不够我们在香料在这些薄荷芹菜上都要来奉献
But they neglect
但是他们忽略什么呢
The bigger item
他们忽略了更重要的
Justice, mercy and faithfulness.
公义、怜悯和信实。
Jesus, when he was on earth, he gave a parables.
耶稣在世的时候，他讲了一个比喻。
Very famous, the Good Samaritan.
一个很好的比喻，就是好撒玛利亚人。
There was a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho.
有一个人从耶路撒冷要到耶利哥去。
Walking through the mountainous terrain.
他爬山过海。
When he was on his journey, he met some robbers.
但是在他的旅程当中，他遇到了土匪强盗。
The robber robbed him.
那些强盗抢了他。
Beat him up.
打了他。
Half death.
他已经躺在地上快不行了。
He was bleeding.
他流血。
He was dying.
他在那边快要死去。
He was lonely.
他在那边一个人。
And nobody cares.
没有人关心他。
First, there was a priest walking by.
有一个祭司从他身旁走过。
The priest looked at him.
这个祭司看到他。
A man dying.
有一个人躺在那边快死
了。Or maybe already dead.
或者是以为他已经死了。
Look at him and then walk away.
他看了一眼就走开了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Maybe he thinks he's already dead.
他可能想说这个人已经死了。
If he is dead, if I touch him, I'll be unclean.
如果他已经死了，我摸他的话，那我就不洁净了。
Nobody knows, so I better go.
没有人知道，所以我赶快先走了。
Then another person.A Levite.
又一个人
Come past.
一位神看到他
Look at the person.
看了他一眼
Bleeding, dying.
在那边流血很痛苦
Also walk away.
也是离开了
He may think, I have many work, many duties in the temple.
他可能想说我在圣殿还有很多事情没有做完
I cannot spare 1 minute to even look at him.
我不能够花时间来照顾这个人
So he goes.
所以他就走了
Maybe in their hearts they have many, many excuses.
在他们心中，他们有很多的借口。
Oh, they want to serve God.
我想要敬拜神。
I have duties in the temple.
我在圣殿里面还有事情要做。
I have to bring offerings.
我要把供物带到神面前。
I cannot help you.
我不能够帮助你。
So that man was left dying and bleeding.
所以那个人就留在那边。
But eventually there was a Samaritan.
但是后来有一个撒玛利亚人来到。
Samaritan was half Jews, but was not recognized by the Jews.
撒玛利亚人他们的血统只有一半是犹太人，犹太人并不看他们是为弟兄。
Jewish people despise them.
犹太人看轻他们。
But that Samaritan passed by.
但是这个撒玛利亚人来了。
Look at the person who is on the ground.
看到了躺在地上的这个人。
He's bleeding.
在流血。
He's dying.
快死了。
His heart, his mercy overwhelmed him.
他的心就充满了怜悯。
He stopped.
他停了下来。
Treat the person.
把那个人包裹好
Bring him to the hostel
把他带到
Left some money Tell the master You take care of him When I come back I'll settle the bill
把他带到旅馆告诉旅馆的主人说让他留在这边我回来的时候再帮他付钱
so, Jesus asks us
耶稣告诉我们
Who is the one treat him as a neighbor
是谁带他向邻舍呢
Of course it's not the priest
当然不是那个祭司
It's not the Levites
不是那个利未人
It's the Samaritan who has no name
是那个没有名字的撒玛利亚人。
Today we have to really think about this parable.
今天我们要想想这个比喻。
Yes, maybe we fulfill many religious requirements.
是的，我们在圣工上可能或者侍奉上做了很多。
Yeah, we come to church every week.
我们每个礼拜都来到教会。
When we earn income, we offer money to God.
我们赚到钱的时候，我们把十分之一按时的献上。
We think I have fulfilled my duty.
我们想说。我应该做的都做完了。
We think in God's eyes, I'm okay.
我们想说，从神的眼中看来，我们是好的。
However, God tells us one thing.
但是神告诉我们一件事情。
Besides this superficial, this material practice, there's something more important.
在这个物质属世的事情上，还有更重要的。
Yes, maybe you put money in the offering box.
可能你把钱放到了奉献箱。
But when a person sits beside you,
但是有一个人坐在你的旁边。
When you know a person needs help.
你知道他需要帮忙。
When he is hungry,
他肚子饿了。
When he is lonely,
他一个人。
Do you care?
你有没有关心
？Or do you say, I put my money in the offering box already?
还是说我已经把我十分之一献上了
？The church will take care of him.
那教会会照顾他。
If we are like this,
如果我们是这样子的
，I think we are missing something.
我想我们缺少了那更重要的。
There was a person.
有一个人。
There was a person. His wife.Is pregnant and is giving birth.
他的太太怀孕要生小孩了。
Giving birth, so the wife called the husband who is at work.
所以这个太太就打电话给她的丈夫。
I said, oh, I'm giving birth. Please come back at once.
她的丈夫在工作，所以她就跟她说：“我快要生产了，赶快回来。”
The husband is very very excited.
那这个丈夫非常的兴奋。
So he rushed back from the working place, drive back so fast, trying to go home.
所以她就从她上班的地方开车，很快要回家。
So when he rushed back on the way, he saw a person trying to wave, trying to stop him.
可是他在开到一半的时候，他看到有一个人跟他招手。
Because his car, the person's car broke down, so he tried to stop him from.
是因为他那个人的车子坏掉了，所以他就想要找一些帮忙。
But the man think, oh, my wife is giving birth. How can I stop?
可是他就想说，我的太太就要生了，我怎么可以停下来帮忙呢？
Other person will help him.
其他的人会帮他。
So he drive so fast at home.
所以他很快的，更快的开到了家里。
When he reached home.
当他到家里的时候
，The wife still have a difficulty giving birth.
这个太太有点难产
，very painful，
很痛苦。
The husband asks, "Where's the doctor?"
这个男人就问他说，医生在哪里呢
？Doctor is coming, but he's late.
医生要来了，但是他有点迟到。
But finally, the wife, because of difficulty of birth, she died.
但是因为难产，这个太太死了。
And then, after the wife died, the doctor arrived.
这个太太死了之后，医生来到了。
The man asked him, "Why? Why are you so late?"
这个人就问他说，为什么你那么慢呢
？Oh, sorry.
他说对不起。
My car broke down on the way.
我的车子开到一半就坏掉了。
I tried to wave for someone to stop, but nobody stopped.
我一直招手要人来帮我，可是没有人停下来帮我。
That's why I'm late. I'm sorry.
这是为什么我就迟到了
？Actually, that doctor was the one who was waving on the road, trying to stop the man.
这个医生就是这个人在路上看到要叫他帮忙的。
But because he thinks he's rushing.He had no time, so he didn't stop.
但是因为他觉得他自己没有时间，所以他没有停下来。
Today,
今天
this story gave us very, very deep impact.
这个故事给我们带来的震撼很大。
Yes, we think we have all the right not to care.
是的，我们想说我们没有这个必要去帮忙。
We have direct responsibility to God.
我们只要对神负责就好。
I put my money in the offering box.
我把钱丢到。
I come to church.
我来到了教会。
Yes, I fulfill my duty.
我已经做到我可以做的了。
But Jesus said.
但是耶稣说。
What about justice?
公义呢
Do you have justice?
你有公义吗
？Mercy.
怜悯。
Do you have mercy when other people suffer?
当你看到别人受苦的时候，你的心中有没有怜悯
？Faithfulness.
信实。
Do you keep your faith to God?
你有没有向神保守你的信实
？Do you keep faithfulness to human?
你有没有向你的同龄们保守信实
？So these are the three things that we cannot neglect.
这就是有三样我们不可不行的事情。
Let's turn to Micah chapter 6.
我们请看弥迦书第六章。
Micah chapter 6.
弥迦书第六章
，verse 6 to 8.
弥迦书第六章第六到第八节。第六节，我要朝见耶和华。在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？第七节，耶和华岂喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的牛和吗？我岂可为自己的罪过献我长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗？第八节，是人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯。存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
What does God really want?
神真的想要的是什么
？God doesn't want material.
他不想要物质上的东西。
God doesn't need any cattle or sheep.
他不需要这些牛这些羊。
He cannot eat. He would not need it to eat.
他不需要吃。
Why he want us to offer?
为什么他要我们奉献
？To show our thanksgiving.
只要我们献出我们感恩的心。
But on top of that, God want justice.
但是。不只献出你的心，他还想要公义。
Why? Why God want justice?
为什么神要公义
？Because He's the sources, He's the origin of justice.
因为他就是公义的原点。
He is the righteous judge.
他就是最公义的审判官。
Why does God want mercy?
为什么神他要怜悯
？Because God Himself is mercy, is love.
因为他自己就是爱，就是怜悯。
So God want us to have this quality.
所以他想要我们。有这些好的行为
，so this is what really matters.
所以这些才是最重要的。
The eighth point,
第八点
，What is behind shall not matter.
已经过去了，就让它过去吧。
But what is ahead does matter.
是我们前面的才重要。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
我们请看腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13.
腓立比书第三章的第十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Here Paul told us one thing.
这边保罗告诉我们一件事情。
He does not think he has achieved or obtained anything.
他不想说自己已经得着了什么。
But he wants to forget the past and straining forward what is ahead.
他想要把过去的忘记，努力的向前。
Paul has two kind of past.
在保罗来说，他有两种过去。
The first kind of past.
第一种过去
was the righteousness he obtained from the law.
就是因律法而得着的义。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 9.
我们看第三章的第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9, verse 5.
我们看第五节。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人。
So in the past before Paul knew Jesus, he was called Saul.
所以在保罗还不认识耶稣之前，他是称为扫罗的。
He was a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
He was very zealous in Judaism.
他对犹太教非常的热心。
And he think by practicing Judaism, by keeping the commandment using his ownidea, he can obtain righteousness.
他想说照着律法而行，完全遵照犹太人的惯例，他就可以得着义。
Let's read verse 9.
我们来看第九节，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
In the past, he think he can obtain righteousness by practicing the law.
以前他想说用律法可以得着义。
So he think he doesn't need Jesus.
他想说他不需要耶稣。
Jesus is doing something wrong, he think.
他以为耶稣所做的是错的。
So he persecuted church.
所以他就逼迫教会。
He persecuted Christian.
他逼迫信耶稣的人。
He think by myself, I practice the law, I can be made perfect.
他想说我照着律法而行，我就可以得着完全。
However, later he find out.
但是后来他发现了
，He was wrong.
他以前做错了。
The law cannot bring him good.
这些律法并不能够让他成义。
The law can only let him know what is wrong, but cannot help him overcome what is wrong.
律法只能够告诉他他哪里做错了，并不能够帮他改变那些错误。
So he threw away.
所以他就把这些丢弃。
Let's read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
How can a person be converted to Christ?
怎么样才能让一个人来信耶稣呢？
A person converted to Christ need a very drastic, very important heart surgery.
有时候一个人他来信耶稣要经过一个
换心的手术。
换心的手术。
He have to change his heart.
你要改变他的心。
We know nowadays a changing of the heart is a very complicated process.
我们知道今天要换一个心非常的困难。
I read from a newspaper. There's one very interesting news.
我在新闻上看到一则有趣的新闻。
He said there was a person.
他说有一个人
he suffered a heart problem.
他心脏有病。
So the doctors tell him that I have to change your heart, replace your heart.
医生就告诉他说我要帮你换一颗心。
But there's no one donate the heart yet.
但是还没有人来捐他们的心。
So let me put you on a machine, virtual artificial heart.
所以我就让一个
machine
一个机器来帮助你。
So that wait until a person donate a heart and you can have a transplant.
然后等到有人捐他们的心脏，你就可以跟他换。
Oh, he was very happy.
他就很高兴。
So he agreed to have this operation.
他就答应要开这个刀。
好 ，So his old heart removed and then connected the machine.
所以他的旧的心脏就把它拿走，他就接上了这个机器。
He was waiting for another heart.
他在等另外一颗心。
But the problem is he did not wait. Nobody donated the right heart for him.
但是问题是没有人捐到了他要的那一颗心。
So he wait for 7 years.
所以他等了七年。
And eventually he died.
后来他就死了。
Now the interesting part is that.
那有趣的事情是。
After he replaced his heart.
当他把心换了之后。
To the machine.
换到了这个机器。
He feel different.
他感觉到不一样。
He feel lonely.
他感觉非常的 孤单。
He feel he cannot express love.
他感觉到他不能够再爱。
He know his grandchild, his wife, his relatives are good to him. He want to love them, but he don't know how to show it.
他知道他的太太、他的妻子、他的儿子、他的孙子对他很好，但是他不知道怎么样来爱他们。
In the past, he was not like that.
以前他不是这样子。
But when he changed to the machine heart, he feel difficulty to express love.
但是他换到一个机器的心脏，他觉得很困难来爱别人。
Really, in the past, we think that everything comes from the brain, but actually, the heart also have some connection.
以前我们想说我们所作所为都是从头脑来的，其实心脏也有关系。
However, Paul tells us,
这边保罗告诉我
们, he also go through a very important heart surgery.
他也是经过了这个换心的手术。
In the past, he think Judaism, the law was very important.
以前他觉得犹太律法对他非常的重要。
He think this is a treasure. He want to protect it. He want to die for it even.
他觉得这些律法就是他的宝藏，就是对他最重要的，他宁愿为他来死。
But when Jesus chose him,
但是当耶稣拣选他的
时候， open his heart,
打开了他的心。
Make him blind first.
先让他眼睛瞎了。
However, later Jesus opened his eye.
后来耶稣又让他看见。
He discovered.
他发现了什么？
What I think was important.Actually, it was not that important.
以前以为对我有益的，其实没有那么重要。
He threw away the old thing.
他把旧的东西都丢弃了。
And replaced it with Jesus Christ.
把耶稣带了进来。
He tells us he forfeit, he threw away.
这边看到他丢弃万事。
Now, doesn't mean that he doesn't need everything in the world.
不是说他世上的东西他都不需要了。
Of course, he need it.
还是需要的。
He need to eat, he need to drink.
他要吃要喝。
When he preached, he also quoted the Old Testament.
当他在传福音的时候，他还用了旧约的圣经。
But he knows the most important thing is Jesus.
但是他知道最重要的就是耶稣。
If you don't have Jesus, even you have the Old Testament, have no use.
如果你没有耶稣，你有旧约，那是没有用的。
So Paul has changed his heart.
所以保罗改变了他的心。
That's why he can go forward.
这就是为什么他能够向前执行。
This is Paul's past. 这是保罗的过去。
这是保罗的过去。
Today we ask ourselves.
今天我们问一下自己。
What kind of past do you have?
我们的过去是怎么样的呢？
Maybe in the past you have something you cherish it so much, you think it's very proud, you are proud on that.
可能过去我们有很大的成功，我们非常的骄傲。
Maybe your success.
可能是我们事业上的成功。
But when you know Jesus,
但是当我们知道耶稣之后，
Actually it's not depends on me.
其实这些成功不是因为我，
It's Jesus give me.
是耶稣给我的。
I put Jesus into my heart.
我要把耶稣放到我的心中。
Some people think tradition is my treasure, is my heart.
有些人觉得传统是他心中重要的。
But when he know Jesus,
但是当他知道耶稣之后，
he compare Jesus to tradition.
他把耶稣跟他的传统来比较。
Tradition is no use.
这些传统没有用。
Some people think,
有些人他这样想。
In the past,
在以前，
my life, I want enjoyment.
我的生活就是要过得很舒适，
要享受，
要享受。
This is all my life.
这就是我生命的目标。
But when you compare this to Jesus,
但是你把这些享受跟耶稣比较，
enjoyment, material, only short term.
这些物质的享受是非常短暂的。
When I die, I cannot bring even anything with me.
我死了之后，我什么都带不走。
Big houses I have enjoyed, many I have, but never give me satisfaction.
这些大房子我都享受过了。
But I have no satisfaction.
但是我并不满足。
And my heart is empty.
我的心非常的空虚。
I want Jesus.
我想要耶稣。
So we must find what is the true value.
所以我们要真正看到什么才是有价值的。
Knowing Christ is what's important.
认识耶稣是最重要的。
So today we have to think like this.
我们今天一定要这样想。
When you buy a new furniture in your house,
我们在家里买了一个新的家具。
You have to throw away the old one.
我们要把旧的丢掉。
You cannot say, oh, the old one is...I cannot throw away, and then you put two furniture at the same time.
你不能想说我想把旧的也留着，放两个一样的在那边。
You bring it new, you have to throw away the old.
把新的带进来，旧的就要丢去了。
Now, most of the time, as a Christian, we have to really renovate our heart. Renovate.
我们信徒要常常的
装修，
要装修，
整
修我们的心。
People spend money renovating the house.
有些人花很多钱来装修、整修他们的房子。
New carpet.
新的地毯。
New flooring.
新的地板
，new painting，
新的油漆
，and you live inside, you feel very comfortable。
那我们住在里面就觉得非常的舒适。
But don't forget, what need renovation is not the material。
但是不要忘记，更需要整修的不是这个物质。
What kind of idea? What kind of old idea we have?
我们以前旧的观念
，old concept we have。
我们以前旧的
，we remove them。
我们要把这些旧的想法把它拿掉。
We have to ask the law, the word of God, to change it.
我们要求神用他的话把这些改变掉。
The second kind of past of Paul.
那保罗的第二种过去是什么呢？
His success in the holy work.
是他在圣工上面的成功。
Paul, after he was converted to Christ, he worked extremely hard for Lord Jesus Christ.
在他成为基督徒之后，在他成为相信耶稣的人之后，他非常努力的为神工作。
When Paul wrote Philippians,
当他在写腓立比书的时候，
actually he has done so much for God.
那个时候他已经为神做了很多。
He has established many churches.
他已经为神建立了很多间教会。
Actually, he could have mentioned about all of this in his letter.
他在他的信中，他可以讲这些事情。
He can build his resume. Resume, when you trying to look for a job, you do resume.
他的履历表上面有写了满满的，可以写满满的一大篇。
Human being emphasize what you have done.
人，我们常常提说我们以前做了什么。
If your resume only have half page.
如果你的履历表只有半页的话，
you go to look for a job, people will throw away.
人家看到就连看都不看就把它丢掉了。
Why, if you have two pages through.Full of your experience.
如果你的履历表是两页都满满的两页，那
OK, come for interview.
那人家就说赶快来，赶快来跟我 interview.
And then you talk about what you did in the past.
然后你就跟他讲说我以前做了什么事情。
People, OK, I'll give you this job.
那人家就说好，这个工作是你的。
When people try to exchange business card.
当人家在换
名片
的时候，
you put CEO, CFO, CFO, whatever, I don't know. So many titles, so many titles.
你就把你的职位都把它写上去。
People think, wow, you are a successful person.
那人家就想说，嗯，你是一个成功的人。
If you give your business card no title, only your name, people think who you are.
如果你的名片上只有你的名字，没有什么 title 的话，你就，你是什么？
So human being emphasize what you have done.
人他看重的是你以前所做的。
Yes, of course, what we have done is very important.
当然，我们以前所做的很重要。
But for Paul,
但是对保罗来说
，He knows if I focusing on the past.
他知道如果我只看重以前，
I'll lose focus on the future.
那我前面就看不清楚。
Yes, of course I can learn something in the past.
当然从以前的我可以学到很多。
Forgetting the past doesn't mean I forget the lessons I learned, no.
忘记背后不代表说把以前学到的都忘记。
If you have learned something, if you learned a painful experience, you have to remember it.
如果以前有一个痛苦的经历，我们要把它记住。
But forgetting the past means you are not always immersed in the joy, in the satisfaction ofYour past success.
忘记过去是把以前的光辉、以前的荣耀，不要都一直在里面。
Past is past.
过去就让它过去吧。
God will know.
神知道。
God will count.
神会数算。
If I focus on the past, I cannot look for the future.
如果我只专注过去，那我前面就看不到了。
Just like when we drive.
就好像当我们开车的时候。
Yes, once in a while, we can look through the rear mirror.
有时候我们可以看一下后视镜。
Just make sure at the back nobody try to follow too tight or anything.
就看一下后面有没有人快撞上
来。But if you only look at the rear mirror,
但是如果你只有看后面那个后视镜，
I'm sure you're gonna bump into the front very quickly.
我想你一定一下子就撞到前面的车了。
So Paul said, "Yes, maybe I have many success."
所以保罗说，可能我以前有很多的成功。
But I would not think I have attained it.
但是我不认为我得到了什么。
Paul think about it so that he set himself a new goal.
因为他这样想，所以他一直的都让自己有新的目标。
Now, let's read verse 11. Verse 11, huh?
我们请看第十一节。
11 and 12.
第十一、十二节。或者我也得以从死里复活。第十二节。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
So Paul mentioned about two if.
在这边说，这边保罗说到两个或者。
Two if, yes, Paul has many good successful story to tell.
当然，保罗他有很多成功的例子可以写到他的信。
But he tell himself two if.
但是他告诉自己或者两个或者。
Why he would say two if? If I can be resurrected with Christ.
他说或者我可以从死里复活。
If I can be made perfect.
或者我可以得着完全。
If I can have the things that Christ want me to have.
或者我可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Didn't Paul have faith?
保罗他没有信心吗？
He had faith.
他有的。
He know he will resurrect it.
他知道他一定可以从死里复活。
He know he worked very hard that he can obtain the things that Christ want him to have.
他知道他这么努力的做，他一定得着耶稣要他得着的。
But on the safe side.
但是用保险的方法。
He tell himself two if.
他告诉自己，如果或者
well, you never know if I'm not working hard enough, I can fail.
或者我继续没有努力的话，我可能得不着。
If I'm lazy,
或者我如果懒惰的话。
If I'm not watchful,
或者我如果不注意。
Yes, I can work all this spiritual success, but if I'm not watchful in the last moment and I commit a sin, then I'm finished.
可能我这么长的时间做了这么多，但是在最后一点。如果我不小心犯罪了
I finish
那我就没有
So he tells himself two if
所以他告诉他自己两个或者
Of course we should have faith But we tell ourselves two if If I can attain it or not
但是我们一定要有信心但是我们还是告诉自己两个或者
So Paul have this idea So he can set himself a new goal
保罗就是这种想法所以他可以为自己有新的目标
So he keep pressing on
他竭力追求
When I was in a minister seminar last year,
去年我去参加了一个传道人讲习会。
There's one thing which really touched me.
那有一件事情让我非常的感动。
There was an old elder.
有一个很老的长老。
90 some years old.
九十几岁了。
He come to attend a seminar with us 7 days.
他来到这个讲习会七天都跟我们在一起。
I really admire him.
我非常。敬仰他
Why? Because he's older than my grandfather
因为他比我的爷爷还要老
I sit whole day even my back Kind of having a little bit sore feeling
我坐了一天我背都开始酸了
7 day sitting
坐了七天
But him never complained
他从来并没有抱怨
He wear a hearing device
他带着一个助听器
Sit with us young people
跟我们年轻的坐在一起
Taking notes
在那边认真的写。
I'm not sure because he's so old that his mind is very slow. He cannot absorb everything as fast as we young people do.
他可能比较年老了，不能够像我们年轻的吸收那么快。
However, I know from his attitude, I know he's very serious.
但是从他的态度，我们知道他非常的认真。
He could have think I'm 19 years old. What kind of teaching I've not heard?
他可能想，他可以想说，我已经九十几岁了，我什么没有听过
？I've been preaching for 60 years.
我已经传道六十多年。
What kind of teaching I have not spoken?
哪一种教训我没有讲过
？But he's very humble.
但是他非常的谦卑。
He come.
他来到这边。
Put in hearing device.
装上助听器。
Come to attend a seminar.
来参加这个讲习会。
He think he's not enough.
他想说他还不足。
He want more.
他想要更多。
When I was in his local church.
当我在他注目的那间教会
He's 90 some years old
他九十几岁
But he asked his son Every evening service Bring him to the church
他跟他的儿子说每天晚上的聚会带我到教会去、
So even Wednesday night Friday night he came
礼拜三晚上礼拜五晚上他都带
So he sit in the very front row
他坐到最前面那一排
Because his ear was so weak
因为他的耳朵
So his
的关系
His son will bring a microphone Tied it in the microphone in the pulpit
所以他儿子就把另外一个麦克风装在
transmitter 啊 ，so that with this transmitter directly give signal to his hearing device。
所以那个麦克风从讲台上就直接把声音传到他的助听器。
Every evening he came。
每个晚上他都来。
He has gone a long way。
他已经走了那么长的路。
But he thinks it's not enough。
但是他觉得还不足够。
He want more。
他想要更多。
This is exactly the attitude of Paul。
这个就是保罗在这边所有的态度。
He forgot his successful past in spiritual realm.
在这个属灵的事上，他忘记了背后。
He has success, but he don't want to think it too much.
以前的成功，他不想要重复的来思考。
Because of this, he can set a new goal.
因为这样子，他能够有新的目标。
Verse 14,
第十四节。
Verse 14,
第十四节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣。从上面招我来得的奖赏。
Here Paul tells us he have his goal. This Paul he sort of run forward to it.
这边保罗说他向着标杆直跑。
Why sometime our spiritual life is weak?
为什么有时候我们的属灵软弱呢
？We believe in the Lord years after years. We don't feel any change.
过了那么多年，我们信神那么多年，我们觉得没有改变。
Yes, we are faithful in the Lord, but we lacking of momentum. We are lacking of strength.
虽然我们在神里面行走，但是我们走得并不快。
Why?
为什么
？Think about why.
我们想一下为什么
？Because we don't have a goal.
因为我们没有一个目标。
Yeah, we run.
我们用跑的没错。
I don't know whether you exercise or not before.、
我不知道你有没有训练过。
Exercise need a goal.
如果你要训练自己的话，你要有个目标。
If you go to run,
你去跑。
before you don't have any habit of running.
你本来没有跑步的习惯。
好 ，OK，OK，I want to lose a few pounds. I want to shape up me, shape up myself.
好，我现在要跑步，要更健康。
OK，Let me run.
我要跑步。
Because I know people running, they look so good, they look so fit. I want to be like them.
我看那些在跑的人，他们都很健康，我也要像他们一样。
I want to follow them. I want to follow them.
我要跟着他们跑。
I also want to jogging, running.
所以我就开始慢跑。
The first day you go.
第一天你去了。
哎呀 ，after one lap, two laps，
跑了一两圈。
哇 ，so hard，
好难哦。
Okay, maybe not running, just walking fast.
好了，不然我就走快一点就好了，不要跑了。
是啊 ，maybe I'll do better.、Huh?
那我这样子可能越来越就越快。
And next day, you okay? It's raining. I don't go out anymore.
啊，明天看到了下雨，就想说啊，那我过几天再去吧。
Because we don't have any goal.
因为我们没有一个目标。
So we can relax.
所以我们可以慢慢来。
You can do it or not do it. You don't have no pressure.
我可以做可以不做没有什么压力
But if you give yourself a goal
但是你给你自己一个目标
My goal is I must run maybe 10 laps every day
我的目标就是每一天要跑十圈
No matter what happened I must do it
不管什么事情发生我就是要去跑那十圈
5 days a week
一个礼拜五天
This is my goal
这就是我的目标
Because my goal is to run and then I lose 5 kilo
然后我就是要跑这样子然后我就要减轻五公斤
If you have a goal you will success
如果你有目标的话，你就可以成功。
Because when you have a goal, you have no space for laziness.
因为你有目标之后，你就不能够再懒惰了。
But if you have no goal,
但是如果你没有目标
，relax，
你就懒散。
You don't care.
你不注意它。
So we should have a spiritual goal for us.
所以我们属灵的生命上也要有一个目标。
2007 have passed already.
2007年已经快要结束
了。Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗
？It seems that a few weeks ago we are here celebrating the new year, right? And the children are singing. Just like a few weeks ago.
好像才几个礼拜前，我们才在这边唱诗欢迎新年。
And now we are waiting for the year end to come.
我们现在已经在等待这个新年，这今年过去了。
Can you imagine?One candle has been burned out in our life, because every time the cake, one year, one candle. Now one year gone, one candle is gone.
就好像我们蛋糕上面的蜡烛又一个消失了。
We cannot get it back.
我们拿不回来。
What had we achieved this year spiritually?
我们今年在属灵的生命上得着了什么
？So give ourselves a goal.
所以给自己一个目标。
What kind of goal?
哪一种目标呢
？What kind of spiritual goal?
哪一种属灵的目标呢？
Maybe you think this year, coming year, I want to attack my weaknesses.
所以我们可能想，好，明年我们要攻击我们的软弱。
My temper was not good this year.
今年我的脾气不是太好。
Next year, I want to change.
明年我要改变。
I want to pray harder.
我要更努力的祷告。
Your goal is to change one of your weaknesses.
你的目标就是要改变自己的一个软弱。
What is your goal?
你的目标是什么呢
？Maybe your goal is you can preach to someone, preach the gospel.
可能你的目标就是。把这个好的福音带给一个人。
I want to bring at least one person to Christ.
我最少要把这个福音，要把一个人带到神面前。
This is my goal.
这就是我的目标。
Just like if you work for a salesperson.
就好像你做一个
推销员。If you work for one year, even not have one customer.
如果你做了一年，连一个客户都没有。
When your boss look at you, how do you think?
那你的老板看到你的时候
，I don't think his face will be very happy.
我觉得他的脸色不会太好。
Our boss is God, is Jesus.
我们的老板就是神。
We are His agent.
我们就是他的工人。
He sent us to the world to share the gospel.
他把我们带来这世上，要让我们传福音。
Otherwise, He can take you up to heaven long ago, right?
那不然的话，他早就把你带回去天家。
But He let us to still remain.
他让你继续留在这边。
Let you work for one year.
让你再工作一年。
Have you brought anyone to Him?
你有没有把一个人带到他面前呢
？So I'll go.Preach the gospel.
我们的目标就是传福音。
Our goal, Bible reading.
我们的目标就是要读圣经。
This is the word of our heavenly Father.
这一本就是我们神、我们天父的话。
But in the 2007, have we read the Bible?
在2007年，我们有没有读呢
？If not,
如果没有的话
，Give ourselves a goal.
给自己一个目标。
Force yourself. Force yourself. 强迫自己。
强迫自己。
Before I open the TV.
在我打开电视之前。
Before I log on the internet.
在我上网之前
，Before I sleep，
在我睡觉之前
，I want to read at least one chapter。
我最少要读一篇圣经。
I want to finish the Bible。
我想要把圣经看完。
If you read one chapter a day, you finish the Bible in 3 years。
如果你一天看一章的话，你3年就可以读一篇了。
Give yourself another goal。
给自己站一个目标。
Yes, thank God, I've been coming on every Sabbath day.
感谢神，每个礼拜六我都能够准时来教会。
I want a better goal.
我要一个更好的目标。
Maybe I give myself, force myself. Yeah. Now even Friday night, I try my best to come.
强迫自己礼拜晚上也要来教会。
Because it's a prayer session here.
因为在礼拜晚上我们有祷告会。
I'll learn more the word of God.
在礼拜晚上我们可以学到更多的教训。
Force yourself another goal.
强迫自己再一个目标吧。
Maybe I can do something for God.
为神做什么呢？
So there are many goals, but we must set out the goal for ourselves.
所以有很多的目标，我们要为自己设立。
So what happened in the past?
以前过去的种种
should not matter too much anymore.
现在已经不重要了。
Maybe a good matter, a good past or painful past, we let us go.
可能是好的过去，痛苦的过去，我们都让它过去吧。
Or successful past,
或者是成功的过去
，we also let it be past.
我们还是让它过去。
We focus forward.
我们要向前努力。
Let's sing hymn.
唱诗。